USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New White House guidelines are recommending that people avoid gatherings of more than 10 people. During a White House briefing, President Trump says everyone has a critical role to play in stopping the transmission of the coronavirus. The president reminds everyone,
each and every one of us has a critical role to play in stopping the spread and transmission of the virus.
Meanwhile, on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says the Senate is standing with American workers, families, and businesses during the coronavirus outbreak.
And a growing number of Main Street small businesses face the possibility of significant disruptions as more and more communities begin to hunker down.
The roller coaster ride on Wall Street continues as the Dow lost 2,997 points to finish at 20,188. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The Trump administration is batting down what it says is a coronavirus rumor. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The National Security Council says there's no truth to a rumor that there's a national quarantine coming to combat the coronavirus outbreak. The NSC tweeting that, quote, text message rumors of a national quarantine are fake. There is no national lockdown. A senior Trump administration official telling Bloomberg News there's an ongoing effort to fuel public panic about the virus with the spread of misinformation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Major resorts on the Las Vegas Strip are now closing in response to the spread of coronavirus. Wynn Resorts will close two of its luxury hotels on the Strip for 2 weeks, and the MGM's casino will cease operations on Monday and will close down properties on Tuesday. MGM will not take reservations for new arrivals prior to May 1st. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As schools around the country close due to the coronavirus pandemic, many parents are wondering how much should they tell their children regarding the virus. Dr. Deborah Gilboa joins Fox News and says if you don't know how to answer a question, you should.
We give them the truth, but at the developmental level that they're ready. So short answers, don't tell them things you don't know or pretend or make things up, because they need first and foremost when they're afraid to know they can trust you to give them honest answers.
And as far as telling your kids if they're in danger, she says?
They are in danger from catching and spreading the illness, although it seems so far from data that they are in less danger, thank goodness, of dying from this illness. Mm-hmm. And you do tell them that there's danger, very much as you have made it clear to them the danger of running across the street without looking. You have to make the danger real and then focus on what they can do to be safe and keep others safe.
The Pentagon has canceled a multinational military exercise in Africa after initially announcing that the drill would be scaled back due to coronavirus concerns. U.S. Africa Command announced on Monday that Africa Lion 2020 would be canceled out of an abundance of caution. AFRICOM's largest exercise on the continent was to involve nearly 9,000 troops, including more than 4,000 U.S. service members. For more news, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.